Today's daf is daf Beis, the first daf of Maseches Gittin, Ricky's last Masechta before he makes the Sima Shas.
Before I start Shas again.
So we have 90 days, three months around for the completion.
Wow. Okay. Before
Sima Shas. 90 days prior, right. Stop preparing.
Don't worry, we'll give you a hand.
But yeah, don't worry.
So Mishnah says, "Hamevi get mebidinas hayam." A person who brings a get as a shliach from chutzlarts, from overseas, tzarich sheyomar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. The person, the shliach, has to say that he had seen it, it was written and signed in front of him, and he serves as the edim, as the gemaras are going to discuss all this. But this dafka, a shliach, the baal, the husband, had made a shliach l'holacha to have this guy send it to the woman, to the wife, and she receives it. So before we go, let's finish the mission, then I'll go through all these, not all, but a lot of the tosfos, very good tosfos here. That's all according to the Tanakhama. So when it comes to Medina Sayam, that's when you have to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Afha Mevi Min HaRekam Min HaCheger. He expands this not only from Chutzlar, it's not only Medina Sayam, but even from the areas called Rekam and Cheger, which our Rashi explains, our Rekam and Cheger is Targum Shel Ben Kodesh Ben Barad. It's a Pasuk in Lechacha, De Metargamina and Ben Rekam LeCheger. So it's on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so it's included in the din of Chutzlart, even though it's kind of muvla, kind of absorbed within the cities. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly where these are located. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lud. Even if a person travels from the village of Ludim all the way to Lud, which Rashi explains is Ludim is Chutzlart, Lud is Hismuchala, it's very next to it, but he married Yisrael, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's kind of on these quasi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlart areas, which are maybe included, maybe not included in this Takana. And that the background for the Takana is either it's an issue of, it's a concern that wasn't written in Lishma. That is one of the issues we'll see here in the Gemara. We'll explain Rabbah and Rava argue why you need B'fai Nechlev, and that's going to explain whether you need it in this city or you need it in that city. That's going to be explained in the Gemara.
But in Eretz Yisrael itself?
In Eretz Yisrael itself, we paskin, you do not need it. From Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, you definitely don't need it. From Eretz Yisrael outside, you also don't need it. Because either the key in Lishma, or Mitzuyin are able to find Edim that are Mitzuyin. Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlart might be an issue because you might not have the people traveling back and forth in order to Mimekayim the Edim. But we'll see all that in the Gemara.
Then, as we go further, it's getting more chamer, not more.
Exactly. The requirement for the B'fan Nechtav seems to be more chamer, exactly. Comes along Chachamim Omrim, Eino Tzarech, Shiyomar B'fan Nechtav, U'B'fan Nechtav, Ela HaMevi M'Medines Hayam, only if you bring it from Medines Hayam, Either when you bring it from Medina Sayam into Eretz Yisrael, or you'd go to do different places in Medina Sayam, from Chutzlart to another place in Chutzlart, that also requires. So I skipped it, let's see. Again, So a person who goes from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam.
Right.
And further, maybe Medina l'Medina b'Medina Sayam, also, two places, both in Chutzart, also require Tzarech sheyomar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Comes along Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, afilu mehagmonia l'agmonia, which Rashi explains based on the Gemara, that it's a city that had two different mayors, two different people running it, it was split down the middle, and they're makbid zelzeh. So therefore, they were not going into each other's cities. That also would require b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And
sounds like Berlin before it was liberated, right? East and West Berlin.
Yeah, I don't remember so much. I remember them breaking the wall down, but I was a little too young to remember all the politics behind it. But I'll trust you.
Situation where it's one city but two kingdoms.
Comes along with Yehuda Omer Merekim leMizrach, from Rekim, from that city, and all the way to the east. Rekim ki Mizrach, and Rekim is considered as part of the East, that it requires b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And then me'ashkelon ledarom, me'ashkelon in the south, and below that is considered chutzlart. Ve'ashkelon kedarom, me'ashkelon is like south itself, which requires b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And me'akko l'tzafon, akko in north, and akko is part of tzafon, that also all those areas require b'fanei nechtam. Yes. He argued, and Akko was also somehow a quasi Yetzisro, quasi Chutzlaretz Dinim. There's going to be big discussions about does it require the Kedushas Aretz, Maisos, and Chumos. But he says, at least with respect to Gidden, with respect to the requirement to say Befani Nachtav, it does not require it, because Rav Meir holds that Akko is Yetzisro with respect to Gidden. So that's all the different opinions. Again, we'll have to appreciate this later when we get to the Gemaras about where these cities are located and what the explanation is behind each opinion. The Mishnah now concludes, HaMevi get in Beretz Yisrael, Eino tzarech shiomar b'fani nechtam, that was what you were saying. A person brings a get within Eretz Yisrael from one city to the next city, he does not require b'fani nechtam. And finally, im yesh alav orim yiskaim b'chosmav, says Rashi. Last Rashi on the page here, last two Rashis. Im Yeshalav Orim, Shebal Ma'arir Shemezuyof. The husband claims that it's Mezuyof, it's a forged get, that he never had written it. The loch is, Yiskayim Bechosmav, Im Ya'idu Ha'edim Al Chasimas Yedeim. If the Edim are testifying about their own signatures, that's Mekayim the Shtar, and then the Orir of the Baal won't be effective. O Edim Acherim Yakiru Chasimasam Kasher, or two other sets of Edom recognize the signatures of those who wrote it. That would also qualify, would remove and nullify the protest of the husband. V'mein olav orim mistama kasher. If there are no orim at all, no one's protesting, contesting the validity of the shar, then mistama we assume it's kasher. The habakin l'shema v'edim v'tzunin tamid. Then we could assume if the guy said b'fari nachtam, that's going to be good enough. So this last line, is this going on Eretz Yisrael? Is this going on all of them? Which line is this going on?
What?
This last line of the husband claiming.
It seems that he didn't.
He didn't say it.
Right, there was nobody. It's
good stuff that it's wrong.
Yeah, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's all part of the continuation. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, where you don't need to say it, where you don't need to say b'fani nechtam. So then, when the guy gives the get in Eretz Yisrael, we assume it's a good get. But if the Baal says, "I never wrote this," then you have to be mekayim be'edus. So that's either with the own edim, the own signees say that's my signature, or other edim say those are the person who says it, they authorize the signature.
I think what's going more is that it's trying to tell you that we don't need edim to confirm their chatimasa. Even, I think that's the point.
Normally you do not, unless the Baal is ma'ora them.
That's what's trying to tell us.
There is a third way to mekayim chasima, which Rashi doesn't mention. It's if, let's say, you take another shtar, and that's already been approved, and you compare. So then that's a third way you can be Mekayim Ashtar. If I find the shtar, let's say there's another shtar that based and already gave their stamp of approval, and the signatures match the signatures on the get, that's a third way that Rashi doesn't mention that one can be Mekayim Ashtar. I think they point this out.
And who does the basing have to do it?
Whoever has a star, I guess, and brings it out with the poof. Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying Basin is the one who has to compare the signatures.
Basin, not, yeah. Yeah, I believe Achron did point this out, but I'm not seeing it mentioned in the back here. Okay, either way. Let's do some Tosfos. Very good Tosfos. At least the first Tosfos on the page here is very, very interesting. Tosfos writes on the top, maybe get. What do you mean? We have many times where get doesn't refer necessarily to a divorce, but that's how they call shtar sometimes. A get was a type of shtar. Later on in the Maseches Gidden, get refers to shtar. That's referring to a general shtar, not a get as we call it, as a divorce document. Vayi b'chol sharos. Later on, Nami Tani Vachin Le Gitten, Mufarish Hasim Gitten Mamon. Documents of monetary documents. Mikol Makom, Lutuch Lefarish Khan Get Isha. So if that's the case, get means any type of shar. So shouldn't it have said get Isha here? Why did it say Stam Get? So the answer is Tosfos, Mishum de Berov Makomos Hecha de Katani Get, Stam Airi, Beget Isha. Because that's how it's normally used. Well, if you say the word get, people think it means get isha. So there's no need to specify. Umashino, again, very interesting. Lichtov yud be shorus be get. The custom is to write 12 lines. The get should be written on 12 lines on the document. Why? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, mishum to get the gematria yud beis. Interesting. Same gematria as get, and therefore it should be 12. The Re Rabbi Yitzchak Hashemash b'shem Rav Haigon b'shem Rabbeinu Masadia mishum de chziv sefer krisos. It's called the sefer. Kishir yud beis shitim hamafsikin bein arba chumshe sefer Torah. Between four chumshe sefer Torah. How many sefer Torahs are there? How many chumashim are there? Five. So he said between four. Very interesting. So between four, there are three spaces between four. And between Bereishis Shmos is one, Shmos and Vayikra is two, and Vayikra and Bamidbar is three. He doesn't mention between Bamidbar and Devarim, which is very important. That means that between those, there are four lines between each of the Svarim, times three, ends up being 12. As he says, the Gemara Babasa tells, Daf Yud Gimel, Shetzarach Laniach Arba Shit and Bein Kol Sefer V'Sefer. You need four between each, and we're only three spaces because we're not including Devarim right now. So four times three, of course, is 12. So since it's called Sefer Krisos, it's modeled after Sefer Torah. The hefsek shebein vaydaber leMishnah Torah lo chashiv sheino ela chozer v'shona mashilamala. It's only a repetition; it's a repeat.
But there are many in the
halachos. So there's a big discussion how to view this. I don't have my Adam has in the back of the Gemara, but there's a lot of tumult in the back here about this understanding. Others argue no; you have to include Mishnah Torah. It's the fifth many new halachos. It's the fifth sefer Torah. It's the fifth chumash. So it's really that there are three lines in between. The first line, if I remember correctly, everyone agrees that there are four lines in between each sefer. So if we're including all five Sifrei Torah, five Chumashim, ends up being 4 times 4 is 16. So they say the first line is not part of the calculation because that's just a space. The three additional lines, those are extra, those are Chiddush. There's really three lines times the four spaces. That's how you get the 12. So it's a big machlokas whether you view Mishnah Torah as a Chazara, Tosa says, or Mishnah Torah is like any of the other Svarim, and it's really the fifth Sefer, who becomes an interesting discussion. They bring a raya from the Gemara Megillah, from the Darshani, how do you know that Megillah's Esther is supposed to be written? They bring a number of Makaros that there's a remez that Megillah's Esther should be written down. Exactly, so it's a machlokas. When they do the Darshani out, is Mishnah Torah lumped together with Chumash? Like the other chumash is written, or it's a separate drasha than the other four chumashim. So they bring a raya from there that sounds like maybe from there it sounds like it's separate from the other four chumashim. So among other discussions, but that's the interesting Tosfos here. There's also other things on this Tosfos to talk about here. What was the other din here? There's another important halacha that comes out of here. Should look at my notes. No? You guys ever learned Gittin before?
How many?
23 years ago. Wow. When you were 5? Not bad. Oh, there's something very important here about this. The Sefer Agudah writes that the 12 shuras are connected to 12 shvatim. Okay, interesting.
That they're putting like they're taking it like a get is you know, they're trying to
kedusha.
Right, they're putting a lot of kedusha into the get.
That is a very good point. Okay,
that's
I forget what else.
That, yeah, they went when they read it. You know, even Tosfos is putting it so much.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Right, let's go to the Gemara now. The rest of the Tosfos here are pretty technical. Some are interesting though, but pretty technical about the cities. So let's now go to the Gemara. The Gemara says at the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, my Taima. What was the reason why they had instituted the need to say Befani Nechtav u Befani Nechtam? So says the Gemara, Rabba Amar Lefish Ein Bekin Lishma. They weren't Bekin Lishma. And the way I remember who says what, Rabba ends with a hey and Lishma ends with a hey, so that's Rabba says Lishma. He holds a svar of they were not Bekin Lishma. What does that mean, they weren't Bekin Lishma? So Rashi on the top of Beis Amud Beis says, Ein Bnei Medinas Hayam Bnei Torah. They weren't learned. Vein yodim shetarach lichtov beget l'shem ha'isha. They weren't aware of the halacha that you have to write to get for a particular woman. You can't just write a number of documents, and whoever needs it, I'll just fill in the blanks. You have to write the whole thing l'shma. The kruk siv, and there's a pasuk that tells us this. The kasiv la sefer kritzos. The la, the hain l'shma, has to be written for a particular woman with l'shma. They didn't know this halacha. Hilkach omer hashliach b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, that he says, I saw it written in front of me. It was signed in front of me. Umemela, that's going to open up a dialogue now. That itself doesn't answer the question. How does that say there was lishma? So explain to Rashi, Umemela, Shalina Lewa, Imnechta Lishma, who am I in? That's going to open up a conversation to say, wait a second, was it in Lishma? He says, yes, the sofer wrote it, the shame, that woman, I know, I was there, and therefore they'll say that it's a valid get. That's all according to Rabbah. Comes on Rava. Now the Gemara says, top of Bezim and Bez. Rava Amar Lefish and Edim between the Kaima. Because they're not Edim that are available to be Mekai and the Shtar. So Rashi explains, Lefish ain't Edim Mitsuyin Lekaima, three narrow lines down, Ein Shayaros Mitsuyos, the caravans weren't commonly found, Misham Lekan, from Eretz Yisrael to whatever place in Chutzlach we're talking about. Shim Yavo Abal, the husband were to come, the Yarir and Lomar, he's going to claim, Lo Kasavtiv, I never wrote such a get, she's not free, she's not single. Shehu Edim Mitsuyin Lehakir, Chasim is Edim, there's no Edim to be found, to Mekai and the Shtar. They said, no, that's my signature, you must have wrote it, I've signed it. So since it wasn't commonly found, they have to say, therefore, Haminu L'Shleach, they trusted the Shleach. If he says, B'fayinachtam, we trust him to say that this is a valid Shtar. So those are the two opinions, Rabban and Rafa.
We don't bring a third Svarah to say, let's find another Shtar, to figure out to mix
and match. Right, we don't use that at all. But the only time we had mentioned to find the Mekai and the Shtar was only in a situation in Eretz Yisrael where there is no need for B'fayinachtam. In a case of Befari Nechtam, there's no need for anything else. That's final. In Eretz Yisrael, where you don't require that statement, then the husband's Ma'ara on it, then you have to find out ways to be Mekayim. But Chutz La'aretz, it's never Shaykh, at least with regards to get.
I'm sorry, but it would seem that Rava and Rava, they're saying completely different things, meaning one doesn't exclude the other one.
The Gemara is going to talk about how they work with each other.
Because it could be both. I mean, it is both.
They're both relevant. Both relevant concerns. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to discuss. Right. Are there any nafkaminas? Are they going to agree with each other? The Gemara is going to discuss all this. Okay, Tosa asks this discussion. We're not going to go through it, but Tosa does have a discussion. Why dafka did they not know about the drasha of lishma? There's so many other halachas learned about Gittin. It can't be written, where he says it can't be written on something that's mechubah lekarka. You can't change the names around. It has to be written in a day, not nighttime. All these halachas, why specifically this concern of lishma was what they didn't know about. So he discusses this in Dibur Maschil, Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma, the first one. Okay. Now let's go through the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, so my benai, what's an afkamina, whether it's an issue of not having lishma, or it's not mitzuyin, or ein eidim mitzuyin lekaima. So Gemara says, Ika benayu dasyu beitre. If two people bring it, so then that's going to be an afkamina. What's an afkamina there? So Rashi explains, dasyu beitre. If two people bring the get together, ushneim nasu shluchim, they're both appointed to be a shliach. The garsha to divorce his wife, a get yotu mitachit yedeshneim, and they both present the get together. Le Rabba by Le Meimer, Rabba says you have to say it because you still have to know it was done Lishma. They still came from a place of Am Ha'aretz. How do we know it was Lishma? So they say it together, Bifnei Nu, Nechtam, to say, oh, wait a second, was it Lishma? You still need to know that relevant factor. But according to Rabba, Lo by Le Meimer, they don't have to say it because Sharein Shneimheim, they're two. Vim Yare Baal Hareheim, it's in the Kaimov. The husband comes along and say, I never did this. Well, they're both now available in the location to say, wait a second, we were there, we're testifying that they did sign it correctly, and therefore it's going to be a good get. You don't even have to say it. That's one afkamina. The Gemara says another afkamina between the two answers is inami mimedina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael. One area of Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael, that's another afkamina. Why? So Rashi explained, inami medina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael, kigon Yehuda v'Galil, two different sections. The saga daita chashid lo shichis shayra. So right now the Gemara assumes that there was no communication, there was no traveling back and forth between these two areas. Le rabba de lo chayish le ruay dinema mezuyafu lo bay lememar hein kol bnei Eretz Yisrael lishma. There's no concern. You can't claim it wasn't lishma because we assume that all of Eretz Yisrael was full of tamid chachamim bnei tara, and therefore it's definitely done lishma. But according to Rava, by lememar deha ein shayrus mitzio, since the caravans are not commonly found from Galil to Yehuda, there's a concern that the Edom are not going to be mekayimit, and therefore they would have to say still b'fayinachtam, even within Eretz Yisrael. That's nafkamina 2. Nafkamina 3 says the Gemara is inami be'osa medina medina haitzayam. In one location in Chutzarts, where there is going to be traveling, it's the same city, but they're still lacking lishma, they're still am ha'aretz, and therefore according to Rabbah, you would have to say b'fay nechtav to guarantee lishma, but according to Rabbah, you would not have to because there is going to be them, they'll always be available to be mekayim the edus. So the Gemara asks, the Rabba, according to Rabba, requires the two for the, rather he requires b'fai nechtav, because the Shema purposes, damar l'fi shein mekin l'shema, li'baitre, shouldn't you require two Edim to testify that it was done l'shema? How are you able to rely on Eid Echad to say this was l'shema? Don't we have a concept, mita dehave akol ed yeshiva Torah, that all ed yeshiva Torah, all testimonies in the Torah, Eid Echad and Neman b'Yisurim? The answer is, because all Eidus in the Torah, we trust, rather, again, mita dehave akol ed yeshiva Torah. That's the question, you should require two. And the answer is the Gemara, Eid Echad Neman b'Yisurim. When it comes to Yisurim, we trust one Eid. So Rashi says here, you see five lines down in Rashi, Mishani, Eid Echad Neman b'Yisurim, each one of us have this built-in belief that the Torah has granted us al hafrashas chuma, val hashchita, val nikur hagid, val chelav. When I'm if I'm mafresh chumas and maisos, how could you trust me as being the farmer if I didn't mafresh chumas and maisos? It would be an issur d'orais to eat my tevel and a chiyum misa. So they trust the individuals by Yisurim. We trust them by Yisurim. And how do you trust my shechita? They don't have two edim saying my shechita is a good shechita, or the fact that I removed the gidanasha, or I removed the chalev who gave me that trust. So the Torah allows it. Tosa has a little different understanding how we have a trust in Eid Echad and Bisurim. He learns this out from Nida, right? Where's that? Tosa was here? He says, oh, that's later. We'll do Tosa in a second, I guess. He is different. You see Tosa, Dibur Maschal, Eid Echad and Bisurim? He quotes Rashi. So Tosa says you didn't have to mention the case of hafrashes chuma and the case of shechita. The behanu neman af agav this chazik v'isura nishim the biyado l'saknum. A different understanding. Those cases, it's biyado. When it's biyado, when it's in his hand, in his capacity to do it, that's already the neman, that's the built-in neman. Since he has the ability to fix it, we trust that he fixed it, and that's based on a whole discussion in Yivamos, Shepirza Kunchus Besamech, V'hachi Amar Isha Rabbe Gemar Yivamos. U'b'shchita, afagab dehashta in biyado l'sakno, even though now he shechted the animal, he can't fix it. As opposed to the chelov and gid, he could always remove it even now if it's there. So we trust that he did it. Shchita, he can't fix it, either it's a shchita or it's a nevela. So still, since Mikara Hayabiyado Lishchot, since he had the ability to shecht it initially, Dimlokein Amai Mehemin came in this Chazik Yisur. Otherwise, what would we trust him? How could we trust the Safek in the case of an Isser, the Shechita right now, the animal's alive and it's Usser? How do we trust the guy to remove the Isser if it's not based on Biyado? Okay, fine. So that's the discussion, how we know there's an Emanus, either it's because of Biyado or because of Torah. There's a cause of the Torah says we trust a person who's mafish chuma. We trust a person who does shechita. It's based on that gzeres hakasav, not really gzeres hakasav, the fact that the Torah doesn't say that there's a requirement of edim. That itself tells us there's a certain trust when it comes to Yisur. Now later on, Tosa asks a little bit more direct. That same Tosos, he asks v'im tomar. It's the last word in the line of this Tosos, v'im tomar. Minolan. So what's the source though? Rashi just seems to say it's like the Torah. He doesn't really explain, is there a real makor for this? So Tosa asks, well, what's the makor? Where do you see that the Torah actually does give nemanus b'yisurim? Minolei de eid echad neman b'yisurim, says Tosa. That's what Adam was referring to. V'yei shlomar di alfinan min nida de darshinan b'perek ha-madir v'safro lo la'atzma. That's not really nida. That's really talking about a zava. A woman doesn't have to count shivan akim for nida. That's nowadays it's based on a suffix zava. A zava has to count shivan akim if she becomes tamei. She sees dam when she's not supposed to see dam, and she's shomer yom kineged yom, and she ends up seeing it 3 days in a row. She has to count 7 days shivan akim. V'safro lo, she counts it. She lot herself, she counted by herself. That's eid echad. And it's b'chal n'isr. She's being mati herself to her husband. So we see, therefore, that in eid echad, one person is believed on an isr.
So it's interesting because when we learned in Sota that there are three cases that the Torah made one ed neman, right?
Yeah.
If it doesn't mention one, it doesn't mention.
It doesn't mention this. It doesn't mention this. Uh-huh. But it does.
One is that when the person sees. One person sees her nitma after there was a stira, right? What were the three? I forgot.
I'm not sure if the Gemara mentioned, but Eidechad Zemem Yisurim, Eidechad Basota, Eidechad for Isha, Shebala, Mesa.
That's it, yeah.
Eidechad for Mechayv Shvua. Naska the Rabba is another case. There's a bunch of cases. The Gemara doesn't mention all of them, though.
Right,
I don't know why.
Gemara says that, okay.
But then Tosa asks a very interesting question going on. He says, Vim Tomar, if Nida is the real source, that we trust in Eid Echad. Im Tomer, Im Kein Afilu Ischazek Yisura. So then we should trust in Eid Echad, even if there's Ischazek Yisura. If there's a Chazaka that is something Aser, the woman right now, she's a Zava, so she's a Cheskas Iser. So she could be believed to undo the Iser. So anytime there's Ischazek Yisura, there should be Eid Echad, should be believed to undo the Iser. The answer to us is a very important line here. V'yishlomar, the ain of Becheskas Shetera Kol Shah. The woman's not a Chazaka that she's going to see Nida for the rest of her life. Two svaras there. A lot of Achram talk about this, but it's not really considered it's chazik isura for the woman. Even though currently she's right now she's aser, it changes. She sees dam, she doesn't see dam, so she's not it's chazik isura forever. It changes. We don't assume she's going to be nida forever. It's very similar to chametz. If we assume chametz on Pesach is considered davar isur, isur la'olam. For right now, chametz and Pesach is aser, but in a week from now it's going to be mutter. So they talk about the Rishonim and Achorim talk about what the status of is a chametz considered machal sasuros that's aser forever, or we can anticipate that in a week from now it's going to be mutter and back and forth. Very similar model to the case of Anita. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. I'm just throwing out. As obviously these are shirim, you could say it's shirim for weeks and weeks on these topics. I'm just mentioning some interesting things that come up. Okay. Let's go a little bit further now. So the answer is, again, how come the Gemara had asked why don't we require two people to say that it was b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam for the Shema? Because Eid Echad Neman b'Yisurim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Granted, you could say such a thing, dam minan Eid Echad Neman b'Yisurim kegon chaticha safek shachelev safek shel shuman delo is chazek Yisur. In a case where I don't know if this fat here comes from the part of the animal that's aser v'chelev mikaris, or it's mutter, it's shuman, I don't know. So in the case of a safek, I could have an Eid Echad come to be poshit the safek. Aval hacha this chazek Yisur, here, the deishis ish, shavi, she's mamish and eishis, this is chazek Yisur, and they have a davar shebe'erva, and she's also davar shebe'erva, there's a machlok, it's how to read this line as one continuous line, or it's two different statements. Ve'ein davar shebe'erva pach mishnayim, and the klal is, when it comes to davar shebe'erva, you can't have anything less than two, you always need two eidim at least to be made on davar shebe'erva, and she's an eishis ish. So again, machlokes, whether these are 2 points of Ischazik Yisura, that we're saying Eid Echad only works when there's a suffix, Ischazik, suffix Yisura. And number two, on top of that, we're not talking about Stam Isur here. We're talking about Davar Shebe'erva, something more serious where you require to aid him. So the Gemara answers, Rov Bekinein. Really, most people are Bekin in Lishma. And there's really no need at all for anything to be said. Vafilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir, who has the Shita in general, the Chayish Lemiuta, he's always concerned with the minority population. Stam Sifri D'dainim Migmer Gemir. Stam Sofer knows halacha. A guy whose job is to write tefillin, to write gittin, he knows halachas. So Stam Sofer knows halacha, even in Chutzlarts. And even Rabbi Meir, who in general is choshish for that small minority, very, very small minority, even he'll agree that Stam Sofer knows everything. There's no concern that you don't have to say anything. There's a special requirement, a special chumer here. Came along Rabbanan who da'atrich. They required, they made a chumer here. You have to say b'fayinachta. They had a certain concern here. So Rashi explains what's the concern. If everyone, if a stam sofer knows everything, so why do you have to require b'fayinachta because of b'kin l'shma? So Rashi answers in the bottom of Beis Mabeis. He explains that Rabbanan who da'atrichu, last two lines of Rashi, lemeichash lemilsa. They were concerned mishum dika deshkach kasev v'omed. Sometimes they'll find someone writing. Could go and shekasa l'shem echad v'mineiro sheshmo kishmo v'shmo kishmo v'nimlach milagarish. He's going to know the halachas, but sometimes they'll have a ready prepared get and just give it over to somebody else. It does happen.
Same.
Exactly. So it's based on the same names and stuff. They require it based on a very small, unlikely circumstance. Ah, so if that's the case, so then shouldn't you require two people then? If they're requiring it because of the shema, at least require two people then because of this concern. They said,
well, I'm sorry, wouldn't this be a mute, like Rabbi Meir.
So the idea is that even Rabbi Meir agrees if it's a muta de muta, it's such a small 0.001%, he's not going to be concerned then. He's only concerned if it's a mute that's significant. 10%, let's say.
Rabbanan, the general chachamim.
The takan of chachamim, after. Meaning, Rabbi Meir in general holds he's chayish limuta. He's concerned of the minority.
Right.
But if it's a muta de muta, it's a small, small minority, he won't get necessarily go so far. He won't be so concerned. The concern of someone not knowing Lishma is so far-fetched, even Rabbi Meir wouldn't require. But nonetheless, the Chachamim, after the Machlokas Reb Meir and Rabbanim, the later Chachamim said, we are concerned still of this very small case that just required b'fani nechta.
It wouldn't this be like a muta de mute?
No, it is. So Reb Meir is not really concerned. There's no concern here, but there is a concern. I mean, Reb Meir in the sheet, if you asked Reb Meir, you pin him down, he said, I'm not concerned at all. There's nothing to be concerned here. But the Chachamim later on,
they
had a certain chumrah. They wanted to institute a certain chumrah. Even though it's a very unlikely circumstance, they want to just to...
And why wouldn't that apply also in Eretz Yisrael, that is to people that...
Because everyone, Kuli Alman Eretz Yisrael, knows it, the Shema. In the Chutz Arts, there's going to be a small, small minority of a 1% people who don't know, so because that 1% in Chutz Arts will make such a takana. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no concern at all, 0%.
That it's not a matter of knowing or not knowing, it's more a matter that the guy already wrote it and he wants to give it to somebody else.
Right, so that's an issue of Lashma, because it wasn't written for the right people. So
that could also apply in Eretz Yisrael, that the Sofer did it and he...
Right, so I guess you're saying that they wouldn't go so far. In Eretz Yisrael, even they'll know that halacha as well. There's only concern...
So here we're saying that the Sofer wrote it to somebody and he won't know that he cannot give it. Is that what it is? Or he wants to give it anyways, even though he knows it shouldn't be done?
I thought maybe he wouldn't know.
Okay.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, yeah. Okay. So since this is such a big chumrah, so anyway, since once instituted the chumrah of requiring b'fani nechtav in order to guarantee that it was written l'shma, so then you should require two people. So the answer to the Gemara on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishum Iguna Akila Barabanan, because of the Iguna that we're concerned that she might be left if she only has one aid, that she might be stuck as an Iguna, not get divorced. We had a certain kula that is only a requirement of one, not two aidim. So there's a built-in kula. So the Gemara is going to explain the Kula and Chumra. We'll stop here, but let's just do this Tosfos on the bottom of Beis Mabez. We'll do the rest of Gimel Amud Aleph tomorrow.
So we were trying to figure out not why we need two. We were trying to figure out why we need at all.
First we wanted to figure out why you should really require two.
Right.
And Gemara says, you know what? You don't really require anything at all. This whole thing is almost bupkis.
Right.
This special concern, a very far-fetched concern, where you created this whole mission, a whole sugya of b'fani nechtav based on this far-fetched concern. So once we're building on this big chumrah of requiring to say b'fani nechtav, we don't require two. We said it's enough to just have one, since the whole thing's a chumrah in the first place.
Right, since it's okay.
Let's just do a very interesting toast on the bottom here. Beis Mabez, Dibur Maschil, the heavy davar shebe'erva. So this whole issue of Eishes Ish, permitting an Eishes Ish, of course, would be a davar shebe'erva. So the Gemara had asked, you should require two edim. So Tosfos asks, or says, Hai dinaket davar shebe'erva, Omeri, mishum de beha'isha rabba, bishar isur, kigon tevel, vehektish, vekonmos, misafkalan, I mehemin, afil is chazik isur, velab yado olo. Okay. Vim tomer, this is the important part now, im tomer, ied echad, neman bishar isurin, afil is chazik isur, velab yado, amai isurich vesafal alatzma. So wait a second, if an Eid Echad is believed with regards to other Yisurim, even in a situation where it's Chazek Yisur, we trust an Eid Echad, and even though it's not Biyado to fix it, we trust an Eid Echad. So why do you need V'safrala? So it's a little confusing, as I mentioned before, about the source exactly, of the source of how you know Eid Echad is believed here. So it sounds like there are two different sources. One source is Rashi says, the very fact that we trust everybody, the Torah just trusts people to be mafresh chuma and to be shochet and to do nikir asa gid and all those things. So that tells us that's a built-in nemanus. So why do you need a second source, as Tosfos points out, the safrala, that we trust anida, zava, to eidecha neman bisurim. There are two different sources now. So Tosfos says, in a very important line here, v'yishlomar desagadaitach dechashiv kumodavar shebe'erva. There's a havni to say that Anida has a din of an erva. She's considered an erva. And therefore, maybe we would not trust her with regards to counting Shiva Nikim, because she's an erva. You require two aidim. She would require an aid every time she does it. Kamashma v'safrala, that we trust her. So the question becomes now what's the Kamashma v'safrala? Is it that she is no longer an erva? She's not an erva. She's just an iser, and that's why we trust one aid? Or really, she is a davar shebe'erva, but there's a special kula the Torah gives that we trust one aid. So that becomes a gyan ashas. Points to...
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
What would be the edus on Anida?
So that she did Shiva Nakim, that she counted and she found clean badikas, that would be the Shiva Nakim.
They would have to just... But they don't have to check, or they would have to check.
I'm not sure how far they would take it, to actually check or to check... Right. Exactly.
Like
right. No, the Lamaisa, there are some cases when it comes to a Summa, a woman who's a Summa. So they have to go. Uh-huh. So things like that. So we assume
okay,
for her...
She would just give the piece of cloth.
Exactly.
To,
I mean,
to an aide and say, this is...
Exactly, exactly. Okay. That's all. We trust she did the proper ma'aseh b'dika, but someone else should have to look over the b'dika. So this becomes very interesting. Big machloka is whether nida is considered a davar shebe'erva or not a davar shebe'erva.
Right.
On one hand, you would think it's considered in the parsha of Arayos. It's mentioned in Achrei Mosen Kedoshim where the other ras are mentioned. So you would think it's a davar shebe'erva. On the other hand, a nida does not produce a mamzer. Mamzer, a husband and wife, when choosing nida, had a child, that child would not be a mamzer, as opposed to the ervos, it would be. Exactly. The Rav Yosef Engel has this discussion, Asman Daraisa, he talks about this concept of davar shebe'erva or not. And there's a big nafkamina, what about Yarg Vayavor? Would this be one of the things a person should be able to give his life up for? We know one of the Gimel of Eros is Davar Shebe'erva, it's Arayos. So if a person was said, be it this Nido or not, or I'm going to kill you, would he have to give up his life? Is it considered the Ra'ah, brought down the Ritva that brings the Ra'ah in Pesachim, such a discussion, whether it's considered one of the Gimel of Eros or not?
Seems to be Rayam Rashi involved, because Rashi says that the Imi Servisach Beso.
Yes. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's a good sugya later on. Davav, they bring a raya from there. I think Rav Yosef Engel actually brings this raya later on. Okay, fine. So, interesting daf. Mishkoyach and the Haskalach Masech is Gidden.
Yeah, it's crazy how many machloks and Rashi Tosis there are on this one daf. If you go through the Tosis and